I watched an interesting movie last night. I say interesting because it wasn't great, but I thought it was pretty good for its budget level and for what it was and so on. It was an interesting little Finnish movie called Hatching. Probably the only other Finnish movie I've ever seen besides an Aki Kaurismäki, if I'm even saying his name right, movie that I watched a few years ago and that I rented from Cinephile Los Angeles, if I'm not mistaken. So, hatching is a metaphor for puberty, for growing up, for getting your period if you're a girl. It's really a coming-of-age story, but with a Cronenbergian body horror edge to it, or element to it. There's also an element of the monster movie to it. It employs practical effects, I thought, to great effect. It's always nice to see practical done now, especially done well. I talked about practical effects in the Jurassic World Dominion episode. I mean, I think they're coming back a little bit. I think we're getting past the watered-down, boring Avatar 3D Marvel movie age, Tim Burton's Alice in Wonderland, where everything is I guess a 3D environment rendered on a computer, but it's not 3D, it's 2D because it's a movie, so everything is 2D. And as Rob Zombie likes to say, it doesn't exist in physical space, whereas practical effects do. So the actors have something to work with, so on. The girl in it was really good. She actually plays two roles. Very good actress, very strong. I see a big career for her in the future, especially if she can speak English. So it kind of starts out with her mom is, she's a gymnast, and her mom is sort of like a stage mom. And she's obsessed with vlogging her life, I guess, and presenting this kind of idea of the perfect life, this idyllic life on her, I guess on her social media. It doesn't really go into that, but she, you know, films everything on her phone, and everything has to be perfect and white and clean, nice house, two kids, son and daughter, you know, the husband who's got a whatever good sturdy job, but then we as the audience begin to see that there are kind of like, you know, cracks underneath the perfect veneer. So the son is kind of like retarded or something. I don't know, I think he's supposed to be like autistic or something, or maybe he's just an asshole. I think he's younger than the daughter. I think he's supposed to be like 12 and she's supposed to be 14 or something. It's never exactly, made clear. Okay, mild spoilers. So then you find out that the mother is, having an affair with this, Mr. Fix-It guy. She ends up running off to his house, but the daughter comes with her. It's a little kind of weird and like surreal, but it's done well. The tone is right, I think. As I mentioned, it is a little indie. So there are really only like a handful of main characters, and we really kind of just stay with them the whole time. The girl, I think, is in every scene. It's kind of the girl and the mother. It's kind of their show. I kind of like how they did the mother, actually. She just seemed like a total bitch at first, but then she reveals herself to be a slightly more interesting character. the girl in it, the daughter, the little girl, she's the most interesting character in the movie. And she also happens to be the most likable. Remember what I said in the last episode? She's likable and interesting to a certain extent. I don't think she's that interesting, but, well, no, she kind of is when she starts to interact with the creature, I'll call it. She does get more interesting, and the movie gets more interesting. Things get more interesting. So, yeah, it's kind of like, the movie itself is kind of like, I don't know, a five-hander. They're kind of like five main characters, and we're kind of just with them the entire movie, and there aren't really any other people in the movie, except for like a couple others. There are like 10 speaking parts or something. And it's kind of a neat little script. It's kind of wrapped up by the end. Even though I did like the ending, it was kind of a dark ending. Kind of a down ending, I guess. But in some ways not. Could be positive. I like the ending. But it's like, everything is kind of like wrapped up nicely, but almost too nicely. Like, nothing is kind of like left open, and how do I describe it? I believe that it was written for a small budget, and it feels that way. It doesn't feel expansive in any way. It kind of feels like closed off, like this is the resources they have. They wrote the script to fit those resources, and that's kind of it. But the resources were employed well. I don't know if I'm describing that well, but that's kind of how I felt about it, and how I feel about a lot of indie movies, Finnish or not. In the kind, I guess in basically the opening scene, a bird flies into the house while they're recording one of their little happy little family videos, and I forget what happens exactly. It crashes through the window or something. It's in their house. It hits a wall or something. I don't know. One of them catches it in a blanket. The daughter kind of like hands it to her mother. Her mother kind of cradles it, and then she snaps the bird's neck. And then she tells the daughter to go throw it out, and she says organic waste, like make sure you put it in that one, I guess the compost. So she does, and then the daughter comes back a few days later, the bird's still alive. She brings it out to the woods. She smashes it with a rock. Again, a practical effect, pretty disturbing, that scene. And then she finds an egg, which she brings back into the house. She keeps it under her pillow, keeps it warm. The egg grows and grows until it's quite large, and then a creature emerges from the egg. That's all I'll say about that. I thought the most disturbing part of the movie and my favorite part of the movie had to do with kind of the girl's main rival in gymnastics. This girl is also her neighbor, Rena, I think was the girl's name. She's the brunette neighbor. And she's better than her at gymnastics, so she's her main rival. And at one point, the girl, I can't remember the girl's name. She's leaving gymnastics with her mom. They ask if Rena wants a ride. She says, no, I like to walk. So she's walking home at night. It's dark. She's on an empty street, walking down the middle of the road. And then this creature attacks her. And then we don't hear anything about it for like a few scenes. And then it cuts to this scene where the girl, the main girl, is in like this kind of white hospital. And it seems like a dream sequence, but then it turns out it isn't. That's something I really like in movies. When you think something is a dream sequence and it turns out to not be. I really like that, especially if it's done well. And it was done very well in this movie. She walks into a hospital room, and there's Rena on the hospital bed. And she's all fucked up. Her face is scratched. And then you see that one of her hands is missing. Oh, and then she starts screaming. And then the girl runs out of the room, and that's the end of that scene. But that was my favorite scene in the whole movie. That was the most disturbing scene in the movie. You see the aftermath of what this creature did to her. This creature took out the girl's main rival. So I think that's going to kind of wrap it up for today. Speaking of monster movies, I also started watching The Wolfman, the Benicio del Toro one, which I'd never seen. I kind of enjoyed it. Again, I liked some of the practical effects in that, although there weren't a lot. The creature was totally CGI, but there were some practical gore effects, which I liked, but I mean, nothing great. I don't know. Nothing about it was great. I think Joe Johnston directed it, and he's a director that I like, actually. To me, it kind of had shades of Francis Ford Coppola's Bram Stoker's Dracula. It was not in that same league by any means. I don't know, some of the music sounded a little bit like it, and to me, it was like, that's what it should have been. It should have been this updating of the Wolfman in the same way that that was an updating of Dracula, but it just wasn't good enough for that by any means. It didn't pop at all the way that movie pops. I like the Universal Monsters. Dracula is my favorite. Wolfman's actually my second favorite. I love werewolves, and I want to see the Wolfman done well. I want to see, like, a really fucking cool Wolfman movie. To me, The Mummy, the one with Tom Cruise, was maybe kind of in the same league as this, where, and again, should have been like Bram Stoker's Dracula, where it should have been a kind of updating of The Mummy, an upgrade, and it just kind of fell flat. I haven't actually seen that, but I actually really want to see that movie. And then as far as Frankenstein, who I love also, maybe my third favorite, I love the James Whale originals, particularly Bride of Frankenstein. That's the best of the Universal Monster movies. I guess Mary Shelley's Frankenstein with Robert De Niro from the 90s is kind of the equivalent. But I've never actually seen that, so I can't speak on it. Thank you for listening. This is Max Cherry. The show is called Video Nasties. Peace.